Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Welcome, everyone!
Hi, guys!
We're back!
Two black girls, one rose.
Where two black-ass girls invade the whitest show on earth,
The Bachelor!
I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And episode one just premiered! January has begun!
Jesus!
Justine's face of pure torment.
Just disgust.
Yeah.
No, but I love the show.
Guys. You love it, yes you totally love it. We're just not a fan of this January thing that ABC is pushing heavy on Twitter.
But it's sticky.
It is. It's cute.
Yeah.
Somebody in the communications department.
Yeah.
Worried.
Yeah, you guys did a good job. Anyway.
So convincing.
Yes.
So convincing.
Well, with that. Ooh. We can start off with our initial thoughts.
Yeah.
Of what we just witnessed.
This long-awaited season has begun.
Mm-hmm.
Initial thoughts. Wow. Okay. So, Ari, for me, he just had a lot of nervous energy. He didn't win me over. I'm just going to say that up front. I still want Peter. Okay, here's the thing. I don't want Peter as a bachelor. I always said that. I did not want Peter because my heart cannot take watching him fall in love. But I need someone with... I need someone with, like, a Peter-esque energy. Like, a bachelor man energy.
Oh, confidence.
A confidence to him. Yeah. Ari seems so damn nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you blow on him, he would just fly away. Like, he didn't seem like he was standing strong and firm. Like, he always just seemed kind of, like, timid.
Yeah.
You know?
Which is ironic, because he seems very tall.
Yeah.
And he's also, I know if anyone's listening and they're into race car driving, I know that you guys consider yourselves athletes.
Yeah.
So he was an athlete also. Even though you're an athlete hidden in a car, maybe that's something.
Yeah.
But for somebody who is that statuesque physically and someone who has been on TV multiple times and like has had the desire to be on TV, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you come off like that?
Coming off just so wet.
Yeah.
He didn't win me over. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I need to see more from him. The energy was just off.
Yeah.
Very nervous. Mm-hmm. Which I get. You're in a house, there's like 30 girls all looking at you, but like, don't come off nervous to them. I don't know. It just seemed like a lack of confidence that is just not attractive.
And speaking of those girls, my initial thoughts right after was that all these ladies are way too good for him.
Yeah, I was actually kind of impressed with the girls, actually.
Very.
Not a lot of gimmicks.
Yeah.
There's usually, like, so many people in costumes.
Yes.
And this girl comes with some foolishness. Like,
right.
It wasn't a very gimmicky group. It was, like, actual legit women.
I was shocked that none of the girls who we predicted are doing this for their, like, little reality career, came through with, like, that sort of entrance. It wasn't,
right.
There was no wabooms.
No, exactly.
You know,
yeah.
No penguins.
No.
None of that.
Even the taxidermy girl. We both said last episode she was gonna come with a stuffed fox or some shit. And even she came correct. I was
like,
these people really are trying to get this man.
Yep.
It was a refreshing.
And is Ari deserving of such?
That's what I'm saying.
Not
That's
sure.
That's what I'm saying. It was a good group of girls for a guy that we are now describing as a wet blanket. So, yeah.
Oh,
dunno.
No.
But before we get into the recap, should we do a little Peter and Eric update real quick? Gotta update y'all on our boys. Gotta do it. Real quick. What's going on with Eric?
So my boo Eric, he, you know, it's the new year. It's January 1st. Happy New Year, everybody. And, you know, this is his favorite thing. He is a motivational Instagram story speaker.
Yes.
And so this was a really good day for him.
Yeah.
But otherwise, not really sure what he's up to. I know he is doing a lot of fitness things around himself, right? So he's, like, really trying to improve his own physique, because I think he fell off for a minute. And so he's, you know, trying to get that six-pack back, you know? We're going to Croatia in the summer, so...
Okay.
We?
Yeah, us. Oh, I'm no. sure. You said we, as in you and me Eric, and him. Are going to Croatia?
We're going to Croatia in the summer.
God. You just, like, slid that in. I didn't even catch it. Then I was like, wait, she just said we. This bitch just said we. I can't.
So, yeah, that's basically what he's up to.
Peter, same thing. Not much going on. He did, though, live Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Not live tweet, but live Instagram.
Yeah, like Instagram live story, whatever.
A pic. He's definitely watching. He's definitely watching January.
Oh.
It was a pic of a suit and, like, a tie, and then he, like, tagged Chris Harrison, and it was like, it looks like we have the same tie, Chris. So he's letting the world know that he's watching Ari's premiere.
Okay.
Because he could have posted a picture of him without, you know, his friends or something like that.
Right, yeah.
My boy's home watching January like the rest of us. Seeing the man who took his spot. Or seeing the man whose spot he gave up.
Yes. Oh,
because,
yeah.
Let's absolutely. Be real. Other than that, ain't much really going on with Peter. Still looking delicious.
Yeah, he was looking really fine this week.
Posting all the, what do they call these pictures?
Throwback Thursday?
No, like Thought Trap or something.
Oh my god, Thirst Trap.
Thirst Trap photos on Instagram, just getting everybody.
We need to be doing those in 2018. Guys, we all need to be doing Thirst Traps in 2018. It's all...
Thirst Trap photos?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, so, in the actual episode...
Yes, let's get down to it.
The actual episode, which was 2 hours of just delicious mess.
Mm-hmm.
We started off with Emily and Ari's absolutely painful breakup.
Yeah.
He tried to start it off with his, like, love story with her.
Mm-hmm.
But it it never came across to me as... they had, like, a mutual love for each other.
Yeah. So here's the thing with Ari. Like, Ari, I think I'm not connected to him because I just don't care. Like, I just didn't... Like, his love story with Emily on their season wasn't, like, this great, epic Bachelor love story that, like, And they keep trying to play that up by doing all these, like, recaps of, like, this is Ari from Emily's season, whatever, the kissing band and blah, blah, blah. But, like... he still wasn't all that interesting to me from her season.
No. And probably because he came off as such a freak by flying to North Carolina and dropping off
his
diary at her mailbox.
Yeah.
So I think because he came off so crazy, because that is really insane to do, that, you know... They're just trying to make him into something that he's just not. Like, he's just trying to be on TV. I really feel like he's just trying to be on TV.
Yeah, they're really... That whole opening to the episode, like, with... Like, here's Ari, and, like, let's look back at his time with Emily. Like, they're really trying to paint him as... he's older. They keep saying that. Like, he's older. He's mature. He had this heartbreaking, you know, breakup with Emily. He's back now 5 years later. He's really ready for love. Like he said... quote, I really want it to work this time. Like, they're really trying to paint him as, like, this very sincere guy who's, like, here for the right reasons and yada, yada, yada. And the verdict's still out for me with Ari. I don't know.
I think there's too much on the emphasis on Ari on TV. I would have loved to see exactly what Ari's been doing in between... these 5 years.
That's true. That's really what's been... So they kind of hinted at that. So they revealed, finally, that this nigga ain't no damn race car driver no more. That he's a real estate agent.
Yeah.
They kind of dropped that in. So I was like, so he's not racing cars every day as you're making it out to
right.
be? No, he's selling houses for a living? Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's new.
Totally new to us. So they're... But yeah, they kind of gave that little insight. But yeah... aside from what happened with Emily, like, who is Ari?
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, as you said, what's been going on the last 5 years? Like, sell him to me. And they're really trying to sell this, like, image of him from last season and the bad breakup, and he's the kissing bandit. Like, they keep replaying those same, like, things, but I still don't know who this dude is.
Like, Emily's had 4 kids since then.
Right.
Like, come on. We need to move on from that guy, because I think that guy is different. He was 31, now he's 36. That's, you're a different person.
Yeah,
and I need to get to know that person.
Yeah,
but maybe this season will be more about the girls, which is better for us. And
it usually is.
Podcast.
The season is usually mostly about the cast and not so much about the person, the bachelor, the bachelorette.
But I knew more about Rachel. I knew more about Sean.
Ari, they need to. We don't know who he is.
I don't know him.
That's why we're like so confused right now. Like, we still don't know him.
Yeah.
And that little opening that they did was not sufficient enough. They bring along Sean and Catherine.
So cute, the best.
Their cute little baby Samuel, who literally looks like he looks 50% Catherine, 50% Sean.
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen a child that looks so equally like each parent. So adorable. And then, of course, they have to have that moment where Ari's, like, playing with the kid, and they're trying to form this image of Ari. It's just not coming. They're putting a kid in his lap.
Yes.
Like, he likes kids.
Yes.
Does he?
He's like, older. Look at his gray hair.
Yeah, let's shine the light in the waves so you can see his gray. Like, they're really putting him in these spots, but they're not revealing to us who Ari is. Like, so that's disappointing.
Very.
Yeah. All right, so after we did a little who's Ari thing... then they, I don't know what we call this. Like, they select girls. They bring the camera to their homes.
Oh, basically. Right. Yeah. Where they had that little like insider look.
Yeah. Insider look. Like, a few of the girls.
Yeah.
And if some of you watched the Countdown to Ari special, which was a few weeks ago, this basically was some of the same of that. Essentially,
yeah.
They went home with most of the same girls, or at least they showed that. So like just a few things like, that stood out. Chelsea's a big character. She's gonna be a big character this season.
Yeah,
she was the first girl that they kind of showed the video home, single mom.
Mm-hmm.
She did make a good point though. She was like, she's very excited for Ari, because she's a single mom, and
mm-hmm.
Emily was a single mom, so he has a thing.
Right.
Not as a thing for single moms, but she feels like she has a real chance. Is
right.
What she's trying to say, because I think that is a lot of single moms in the past. It's like, do you really want to date me, or am I just going to go home after day 3? Like,
right.
What's the deal? But he's been on here already dating a single mom, so she feels like she has a shot. Interesting.
Also, Chelsea, shout out to your plastic surgeon. Hey, girl. I saw that Restylane in those lips.
Oh, jeez.
Yep, looking good.
A lot of lips. another highlight, Tia, homegirl from Wiener, Arkansas.
Ooh.
This is Raven's friend.
They had
Raven there. Raven, I think she owns like a boutique or something back home. So they were like in her boutique. And
oh,
she was
wow.
like, this is my friend, Raven. She put me onto the show, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, damn, you really got a leg up, girl, huh?
Are they both?
I'm like kind of pissed. That's not fair.
It's not.
You'd be having people's friends on the show, just slide them in. Did she go through the same casting process as everyone?
I'm like, sure she didn't.
She knows all the insides, like, stuff from Raven. Raven's been on 2 shows.
Yeah, right.
She's been on Bachelor in Paradise and The Bachelor.
And found love
far.
With The Bachelor Reject.
Yeah, so. And made it to the bottom 2 of Bachelor.
Yeah, that's right.
So Tia knows all the inside dirt of how the show works, so she better use that shit.
Yeah, we're expecting a lot from you, Tia.
I'm expecting a lot from Tia. I think another highlight was Crystal. She's the online fitness coach, who I said looks like...
Wait, it's online fitness?
She has, like, I'm assuming, like, a website or Instagram?
Oh, I thought you meant...
She records videos.
Okay.
Yeah. They showed her, like, on the beach doing, like, exercises.
The beach? Isn't she from Montana?
She was...
What beach?
Crystal. She was on a beach. I don't know where she's
doing. All right, Crystal. Okay.
She was doing, like, workout, whatever, with her little tripod and recording it.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
So it's Crystal. One thing they did show that was different from the Countdown to Ari was she likes to help people.
Yay.
Well, first, okay, so here's the thing. First, I was like, I was ready to hate. Because she was like, I like to help people. I like people to become the best versions of themselves. Like, speaking in these little, like, you know, like, yeah, inspirational like phrases. Quotes that uh-huh. you buy at, like, Home Goods or whatever, you put on your wall. She's speaking in these. And then she's like, yeah, I like to feed the homeless. You see her, like, packing lunches. And I'm just, like, rolling my eyes, like, okay. But then she gave this touching story about her brother, who was living on the streets for, like, 2 years.
Oh, wow.
She didn't give the whole backstory, but, I mean, he obviously has some issues going on with him. Something. He's living on the streets. And so then when it was just nice to see that context and then to see her, you know, actually feeding people who were homeless.
Right.
I was like, okay, this isn't just like some, I like to help people.
Right.
Look at me make these sandwiches for the homeless. Like, it actually connected to her. So I'm like, okay.
Right. Getting to know people, ABC.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll see a little bit of the actual Bachelor. Maybe.
Right. What is Ari? What is Ari? How does Ari spend his Saturday? We know nothing about Ari. They really blew it with the opening of the episode. Like, they had really that time to really show us something, and we still know nothing about this dude.
Did we see Ari's parents?
Not in the opening, no.
I want to see Ari's parents. Isn't his dad famous?
His dad's famous.
Major air quotes around famous.
His mom was something. You remember her from the... from the hometown of Emily. She just starts speaking in Dutch in front of Emily. Emily's like, Like, one of the rudest things you can do is when you, like, speak another language in front of someone who clearly does not speak that language. His mom don't play.
Oh, that should be a good hometown, then.
Right. Yikes. Okay. I think that's that.
Okay.
So let's do the limo entrances. What y'all been waiting for?
Yay.
Let's get into it. Well, the first limo up, actually, was Ari's limo. So,
oh, right, yes!
First limo to pull up.
Yeah.
Out steps Ari, looking lame as hell.
It was so
looking
whack.
Man, you're supposed to step out the limo just looking, ooh, mm-hmm. you know, like, with a nice pep in your step,
yes.
some confidence.
Shoulders back, maybe do that shake with that little, with the jacket.
Do with the jacket.
The little tighten up of that jacket.
One of the best limo entrances was my husband, Peter. Remember, he was the first out the limo for Rachel. And he stepped out, he had on like a print kind of jacket.
Of course he did.
With like solid pants.
Yeah.
And he just stepped out and you're like, holy shit, it's going down. Woo! First out the limo, goddamn. Like, he looked great. That is a limo entrance. What the hell Ari just did? I literally wrote down lame with 4 E's.
Ooh.
Looks super nervous, just straight out the gate.
And he sets the tone. I don't think he's ready for it.
Yeah, he sets the tone, and the tone, the whole episode just felt like nervous energy. Yeah.
All the girls, because those girls are not going to calm you down.
No.
Friend.
There's too many of them.
Yeah, there's too many of them, and they're all looking at each other, and they're all assessing each other, and there's too much going on in their heads.
Mm-hmm.
You need to calm the whole situation and be the one to be like, you guys are all beautiful and smart.
Right. First girl at the limo. Caroline. Loved her dress.
Yes.
Them boobs were out.
Ready.
Woo!
Caroline came ready.
She came ready.
Mm-hmm.
She came to get a man.
Yes.
I like her little gimmick, her little line. She's the one that also does real estate.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so
yes,
she says
yes.
Something like, if we both do our jobs right, we'll both be off the market.
Yeah.
That's
very
cute. That's
a
cute little line. I like that. I like the gimmicks. I don't like when they come with like costumes and like tricks and shit like that. But if you have like a cute little like one-liner, little zing, okay, I could do that. So,
even that one-liner, I was like, how does she know he's into real estate before us?
Right, maybe we're like just out the loop.
Maybe it's just us too.
I definitely did not know that he did real estate until they showed it on.
Anyway, Caroline, we loved your dress.
Loved Caroline. I think Caroline is really pretty.
Yeah, me too.
By the way. Next, Chelsea.
Oh, what? Chelsea came out. She had a really good dress for her attitude. I think if she had her boobs out and like was doing all of this and had everything out, it would have been too much. You know, combined with her personality.
With her over-the-top personality.
Yeah, but she came out with a dress that was hiding a few things.
She had on a turtleneck. It was like a high neck. When I say
yeah.
A turtleneck dress, guys. No. It was like a high neck, like black with a low back.
Mm-hmm.
kind of dress, so it's like...
And even the back was good, so she, when she was sitting down talking to Ari, you could still see the bet. Like, it was just good, and it was black. She didn't even need any color. She doesn't need anything. Nothing. She doesn't need long hair. Nothing. She is enough.
For everybody. Yeah. And so when she came out the limo, she was playing very coy and mysterious. Like, not giving away too much, kind of like, like, trying to rope him in kind of thing. Which I guess is a strategy that can work.
Oh, yeah. That works in real life.
Yeah. Supposed to be, like, and the guy's like, oh, what's that? I want to talk about her. So she led with that, and, I mean, it worked, I guess. That's Chelsea.
Yep.
Next out the limo was... Kendall.
Ooh.
This has got to be, I said this on Twitter, the worst limo entrance dress ever. I don't know what material that was.
Yeah, because at some lights it looked like it was velvet.
I was about to say, sometimes it looked velvet.
And then sometimes it looked satin.
But it was like puckering at the seams. It looked like it was hand sewed. Like
I was about to say, it looks like she made it.
Like she whipped it up. In the hotel room the night before with some cheap fabric from somewhere. Yeah. I don't even know. Or some scraps from, like, an art project. That dress was horrible.
Yeah, it was.
Horrible.
It was bad.
Oh, my God. I didn't even have it. Like, my only notes for her was, what does she have on?
What does she have on? And then also she had on a lilac nail, which I don't appreciate.
She did.
If you're going to have on a shiny blush
pink dress, yes.
Why are you wearing a lilac nail? And then she had on red lipstick. Why you got on all these colors?
Super bold lip. Yes.
Very bold lip, which I think she needed because her face is very plain.
Yeah, plain Jane.
And so I think she can do a lot with her makeup and, like, get away with it.
Yeah.
But you can't do that if you have on this dress that is reflective.
Yeah.
You can see your reflection in the... No!
Metallic ass.
It's metallic blush.
Yikes. This is a reminder, though, that the girls don't get a stylist.
I know.
They have to style themselves. Yeah, they do their own hair and makeup. They bring their own wardrobe.
Mm-hmm.
There's no person on set helping them out.
Clearly.
Good God. I hope. I pray. Does Kendall make it to the end? She didn't go home.
Oh, yeah. No, she didn't.
She's still there.
She's still there.
Lord, please let one of these girls that look good in this house help her
help
out.
Help her.
Somebody needs to be a friend and let her know, like, Kendall, let's tone down the lip. try this one. Let's try this nude.
Kendall. Or Kendall, let's just sneak off and go to a boutique. Producers.
Producers, can we get Carl real quick? Yeah. Can we get Carl real quick?
Someone go to H&M.
I got to go for Kendall.
Something.
Good God. That was a shameful looking dress.
And just a look. Just head to toe look.
The whole style was real bad.
Off.
Yeah. I don't know nothing about her because I'm just so aghast by me. I have no notes. It's only just, like, shit on her dress, basically.
Yeah, her dress, the whole look can't be bad. Like, you gotta,
redeem yourself in some way.
Yep.
Damn, Kendall. next up, first black girl.
Yay!
Cien.
Our favorite.
Cien is definitely in my face.
Yeah, Cien is absolutely beautiful.
Beautiful. Loved her dress.
Yes.
She had on a navy, like, low cuts. And then she had, like, nice gold chains. Like, simple gold chains.
Yeah.
Necklaces, which I really loved.
Again, did not come to play.
Didn't come to play.
Came to slay.
Came
loved
to slay.
It. Loved it.
Loved the whole
it.
Look. Cien also brought She brought him a gift. It was like the elephant
cufflinks. The cufflinks.
Oh,
yes.
Cute.
That was my notes for her. She came bowling out.
Yeah.
She came with like a decent, like he'll use those again.
Yeah, you can actually use this gift that I'm giving you right now. Nice. And then she gave I love the little quip that her little line, how elephants have a memory or something like that.
Yeah, they have a good memory.
Yeah, so just like the elephant, like, don't forget me.
Yeah.
Like, some shit she said. I don't know. It was cute.
It was cute.
Yeah.
And he was loving it, too.
Yeah, he was.
He was like...
Love Cien. I think Cien's gonna be around.
Yeah!
She was showing up in that preview,
my God, how exciting.
Love that. Next out the limo, Tia. Raven's friend.
Yeah.
The cheater. Should not be here. Was mad. I just feel like you have a leg up.
Yeah. No,
this show takes strategy.
Yeah.
This is not just you come here for all love. You need to know how to work the mechanics of the show.
Mm-hmm.
If your best friend made it to the bottom two of one show and then found love on another bachelor show, like, she knows all the insights.
Yep.
don't know. I don't think it's that fair, but whatever.
And her tattoo totally ruined her dress.
What was it? I didn't even...
She has an owl on her tricep.
It was on her eye. You saw it on her eye?
Yeah, I saw it. And I was like, damn, that ruins the whole look.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of for women, tattoos in, very, very obvious places. Like,
yeah.
Splattered on the arm.
I think if you have
across your blood,
a tattoo on your arm, just do the sleeve.
Just go out of control. Just do the whole damn arm. That's true, though.
Because the whole arm looks dope.
Compared to just one random ass sticker on your arm.
An owl on the back, on the back of you? Like, no, that looks crazy, girl.
Yeah.
And then she had a green dress, and I just hate green.
Yeah, I wasn't a huge fan of the dress. Mm-mm. It wasn't terrible. Just, I don't know if that color was for her, if that color is just, too much in general.
Yeah, and then it had, chains on it.
Then it had the gold chains in the back. Wasn't a huge fan. Tia also brought him a little gift. Not to the caliber of Cien's classy cufflinks at all. What was it?
It was a little wiener.
Was it a keychain or what was it?
I think it was a silicone wiener, which I'm sure they sell in Wiener, Arizona, whatever, Arkansas, wherever she lives.
It's a little gag gift.
At the Wiener
general store.
Tourist. At the airport.
At the Wiener tourist shop. Because there's so many tours. I don't know.
Yeah. So, and then she said, this is a little wiener, and I hope you don't already have one.
Yeah. And then looked at him expectedly, your answer, sir? And he's like, no, I don't. She's like, okay, good.
Okay.
And he's like, stay.
Yeah, I'll come. I'll come in. Yep.
Yeah. Asking the question all women would like to know.
Yeah, I mean,
It's part of the package. I mean, no pun intended.
No, that pun was intended by me.
Pun intended. thank you, Tia, asking questions we all would like to
know. Yeah, true.
Next out the limo, Bibiana.
Bibiana looking all types of Miami with that dress on.
That accent, too. She got a thick Miami accent.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. She had that dress, was hugging her in the right spots.
Mm-hmm.
Was not a fan of her hair.
No.
It was pinned up, looking very matronly. It wasn't even a cute updo.
No.
I don't know. It was a middle part and just kind of roped up in the back.
Yeah, and she has short hair. So I feel like with short hair, you really gotta work it and do some curls.
Put in some pieces.
Lots of volume.
Something. Yeah.
You can have short hair and have it be cute and very sexy, but you have to put some work into it, and she didn't put any work into
just
it.
Put it up, which is not a good look, because them girls had some long extensions.
Yeah.
We'll get to Mikkel.
Ooh!
We'll get to Mikkel, but...
The gif that, just goes.
The Bibiana, if you're gonna be in a house with the Mikkel with the 30-inch tracks... You can't be pinning up your hair like that. You gotta let that air out. Six bundles and all that shit. But I don't really have much for Bibiana besides she had a thick Miami accent.
Yeah.
And reclaiming her as a person of color.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, no, Bibiana, you're on our team.
Yep.
And we're rooting for you. But I didn't like her dress. It had boobs, which is
She had boobs. Yeah,
good.
Boobs are out. Boobs, it was showing the good cleavage area.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest.
The bottom half was It was one of those dresses that had a lot of tears to it.
Oof.
Yeah, which is not good.
Oh, no.
It also makes me feel like she's really into that Miami lifestyle, where she probably is really self-conscious about her body when she doesn't need to be,
because
there's so many beautiful bodies in Miami.
Yeah.
So that made me kind of, sad, and also sad just because it was ugly.
Oh, no. Bibiana.
Bibiana. We're here for you, girl. Love you.
I love her name. Bibiana.
Yeah, I like it, too.
Next up was Brie.
Ooh.
She, threw a ball at him or something.
Oh, yeah. She was like, catch.
Catch. Or, think fast.
Yeah.
Whatever. He caught the ball. God damn it, Ari. If he did not pick up that, I'm going to turn the channel. I can't. God can't do nothing. He caught the ball, though. He did catch the ball, right?
Thank God. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. So, Brie threw the ball. Brie had on a baby pink sequined
bedazzled
dress. Who is wearing baby pink anymore?
Oh.
I think that color died. and was taken over by blush. It's all about blush,
that's
right?
True.
She had
that's
on a true proper baby pink dress.
She did. She did. Yeah, and blush is just so much more flattering. It's a neutral.
Yeah.
It's so much more flattering, especially if you're going to have the audacity to have it bedazzled.
All kinds of sequins and shit on that baby pink dress. Oh, God.
And she also looked like she could fit in a crack in the wall. She's so skinny.
She
was so
a whole other conversation. A lot of girls in this show
thin.
Bony.
Yeah.
A lot of them girls need to eat.
She was one of the girls who really stood out to me. When she stood to the side, I was like, oh, my God. Like, whoa.
Yeah.
Which makes me like, ugh, with Ari. Like, why you... I don't know.
What?
It just made me like, not to body shame, but she was so thin that it looked alarming, and he was like, ooh, hey.
Oh, looking great in that dress. We're both looking like,
what?
She needs to eat. Yeah. Fill out the dress. All right,
Bri, see ya.
Next was Brittany, the one that's pronounced like Britain, it's spelled like
Brittany.
Brittany.
Brittany is what we're calling
her. I loved her little gimmick thing. She came with the bumper sticker.
Yes, the nice butt.
Yes. She was like, you can't put a bumper sticker on a Ferrari or something.
Yes.
Some little line, I don't remember. But then she's like, but I brought one for you.
Yeah, something with cars.
Yeah, something car related. And then she had the nice butt bumper sticker. That was cute.
It
funny.
Was.
Yeah.
It was cute. And then it also made me look at her butt. And I was like, your butt is way nicer than his butt. But whatever. It's fine.
I didn't do all that. That was cute, though.
Mm-hmm.
Brittany. Next was Jacqueline.
Jacqueline the doll.
She's the one that looked like a porcelain doll.
Yeah, the porcelain doll.
Very pretty, but, like, did look like Annabelle.
Yep.
That's what I'd like to say. I didn't have any notes for her. I said she could have put more makeup on.
but she's from West Virginia, so I give her a pass. I give her a pass. Is there even Sephora in West Virginia?
Do we give a pass? You're going on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
This is night one. You're going to be on national television. The first episode is usually like the most watched episode. You have mad eyes looking at you. Why don't you have on a full face of makeup? Or like at least a nice lip. I feel like she didn't have a lip on or like something was looking very plain Jane. And I'm like... Why?
And because she looks like a doll. She could do a lot with her face.
She could do she's like a blank canvas kind of face.
Yes. Yes, right.
She was. But Jacqueline also, that's the academic, the research girl that we were she might not be here for this. Not here for this, but these other girls are like made for The Bachelor. They're ready to fight against their man. And Jacqueline's like, look, I got like 3 papers to write. I have a dissertation to read. I'm here to maybe find somebody, but if not... Going back to the lab, exactly. So I feel like her effort kind of showed in her face.
Yeah, that's okay.
We'll keep watching her. Next out the limo was Crystal. Which Crystal was the online fitness.
Yep, fitness girl with the homeless brother.
Yes, and they gave her a whole limo moment.
Yep.
Yeah.
I have predictions.
Go ahead.
I think... that Crystal is going to make it to at least the bottom 3.
I can see that.
Way he looked at her when she came out that limo. Whew!
Yeah.
He looked at her like, oh my God, it's my wife coming out of the car.
He did. And even the way they set it all up, she got a for real limo moment. Like from when they opened the door, they let her out, the music, you saw her stand, we got the full look of the dress.
Yeah.
Saw her walking up, her whole moment. And then they did a weird... She had them, like, close their eyes and, like...
Yeah, that's why I'm
like
thinking...
Like a prayer or something? Like,
yes, that's why I was so confused when you said online. Because she seems like she needs a real physical connection with someone.
Right.
And lots of, like, meditation, maybe. She seems like she's really into that, like, spiritual part of the fitness world. You know? Like, that kind of mind-body connection thing.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
Which is cool. I'm excited to see more about her in that respect.
I'm excited to see her, too. Yeah, I do. I agree with your prediction. I think she's going to be around for a while.
A long time.
For a while. Yeah. And I loved her dress, too.
Yeah, it was
like a frilled gown.
Yeah.
Like the long, beautiful red gown. It had like a bow or kind of like ruffled detail in the back, which was cool. She, like, put her next to Kendall. And that damn ragamuffin dress she had on. They look like they go to two different events.
They do.
Truly.
They do, because Kendall looked like she was going to a picnic.
Yeah, really. Mm-hmm. Kendall's going to a picnic in the wilderness some taxidermy, folks. I don't even know. So, yeah, Crystal came. Crystal was not playing around.
Nope.
Speaking of broke down dresses, and I'm so sad to say this. My girl, Nisha, I think she pronounced it Nisha.
Oh, Nisha. Sorry, girl. Nisha.
Black girl trying to root for all y'all, but y'all are just, woo.
That was treacherous.
Nisha looked broke down.
She looks like she got that straight from Instagram.
Mm.
Like, she got it right off Naked Wardrobe and tried it on and was like, this'll work.
Not even Fashion Nova.
Nope. Nope. She used a coupon code, from Naked Wardrobe, and then didn't do any tailoring, no nothing, and said, this is fine.
I think she was the first girl out with, like, a short dress, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Which I don't, like, as women, we don't get to wear gowns all that often.
Right.
If I'm about to be on The Bachelor, I am buying the most bomb gown ever, because it's like a fairy tale kind of princess moment.
And you could have a gown on, and... Like, you could have a gown that you found in the sale rack of Lord & Taylor. Go get it tailored to you, and it'll look like it was $1,000.
Yeah.
It'll look like a Marquesa gown.
Yes, yes.
Why you would choose a dress, I can't even think that would be more than $46 than what she had on.
Mm-mm.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. It was terrible.
And it was so distracting. I didn't even look at her face.
Yeah.
It was so distracting how bad that dress was.
I was really disappointed, Nisha. Mm-hmm. Really disappointed. Because, yeah, you don't have to spend a lot of money to get a gown. Went to a wedding this summer.
Yeah.
I was a maid of honor in a wedding, and I got a good gown for, like, a decent price.
Yeah.
Hello.
There's no need.
Nisha, there's no need. You could get something nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was very disappointing.
Very.
She just looked... I don't know. I don't want to go into it.
No, me.
Next. I'm just pissed off. Yeah. Come on, girl. Valerie was next. Valerie, the yellow dress. I went from one extreme to the next.
Yes, it did.
Oh, my God.
And the yellow dress by itself on a mannequin, love.
Mm,
like, can't
pretty.
Get enough. Mm-hmm. So pretty.
Mm-hmm.
The yellow dress on Miss Valerie, no.
Didn't work.
Not with her hair color.
Not with the hair color. Because
yeah,
she has that
out.
Dark burgundy.
Yeah, it's definitely a color that does not, you don't find it in nature. Right?
Yeah.
It's like a color that she did herself.
Born with that hair color, right.
Nobody's born like that.
No.
Which I think it's an amazing hair color, especially for girls who are like paler.
Which she kind of has like a more porcelain kind of skin.
Yeah.
So that's really good on her.
It's really good. But see, those two didn't connect.
Not with the yellow dress.
Yeah.
No.
They were two individual things that were great that did not go together.
Mm. She would look nice like a nice like jewel tone.
Yes.
Like an emerald kind of dress.
I was just thinking an emerald green.
An emerald green.
Ooh,
or like a
good.
Deep purple
kind
of dress. Or deep, I'm going to say burgundy because it would be matchy-matchy with the hair.
Right.
Or like a deep navy,
like
a jewel tone.
Blue. Yeah,
that yellow was not. It wasn't a good look on her.
No,
unfortunately.
She was also really nervous.
See, a lot of girls came off very nervous because they're feeding from his energy. They're going in for the hug, and niggas shaking. I flat out could see that. They're like, "Oh, nice to meet you, Art." And you really could feel his like. And so they're feeding off of that. They're like, oh, shit, he's nervous as hell. So you immediately, like, get nervous as well.
Right. And she had... I said this to Natasha while we were watching. She has that tall girl posture where... And that tall person posture. I know so many tall people who hunch over because people have made fun of them because they're tall.
Mm.
Or, you know... They can't walk through doors because they're so tall.
Yeah.
And so they hunch.
Yeah,
and she had
posture.
That hunch.
Oh.
Which is something that, like, I think it comes with being 5'11" and being a girl.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, Valerie, we want you to stand. What am I saying?
Stand strong?
Stand,
is that what
I'm
saying?
I'm trying to say stand tall.
Stand tall. Both you, Ari
and
Valerie.
Mm-hmm. All right, next, Becca. Becca, who's gonna stir some shit up this season. Another one came out in the you liked her look.
Yeah.
I remember you saying that. I wasn't a fan. Her dress looks cheap.
Wait. We're talking about the same Becca that came through in the car?
Short hair Becca, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we need to mention she came through in the car.
Becca pulled up in a 1950-something.
A 1965 Chevy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming she just came from the DMV. She just got her license and said, you know what? I'm driving off the lot.
Yes, I am. With my little learner's permit. And she even said, she's like, I may be young, but I can appreciate something classic.
Uh-huh.
You are more than just young, honey. Yeah, no. You are an infant.
You're a senior in college.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah. So, she pulled up in the car. Didn't mention that. Wasn't a fan of her dress. I just don't understand the short dresses. Wear a gown. We don't get to wear gowns that often. Well, get a fucking
first
gown.
First of all, Becca's probably never worn a gown.
This is her. She just went to prom last week. Pull out your prom dress. What do you mean?
She
just had prom.
I think it was a little too much to have it low cut and short, and her short hair,
and the little choker on her,
and the choker. I was like, this is very, like, you know how Baby Spice was kind of like sexualized like that, and that like very sexualized look.
Mm-hmm.
It was, but you're still like young. Mm-hmm. It was like too much of that.
Little Lolita. Kind
yes.
Of.
Yes.
You're right.
Like, ooh.
And the color of the dress. It was, like, a pale green.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not too, like, a little pastel young vibe.
Oh, it could have been, if it was long-sleeved and black, fine.
Mm.
But it was just a lot of Becca.
A lot of Becca showing.
A lot of Becca out.
A lot of Becca out. So, yeah. I don't know. It wasn't my favorite look.
Yeah, but I liked it.
But I like Becca. If she wasn't a child,
like Becca too.
I don't like her for Ari at all.
Yeah,
she's literally a fetus. But she's so cute. She's one of the prettiest girls in the house.
Yeah, and she's smart.
She's smart. She's clever. Yeah. And she got the short hair going.
Yeah.
She's definitely a producer, like, pick.
Oh, yeah.
Because to get the car and things like that, you have to, like, request
shit
like that.
Yeah.
She didn't buy the car or any of that stuff. Like, she put in that request.
Yeah.
I'm sure other girls put in requests and they're like, no, we can't do this. But Becca put in the request and they were like, let's get this car.
Yep.
Let's have her have this moment. Like, so they're really trying to push for.
We're pushing for Becca.
This little young thing here. Good. Next was. Whew, Jenna. All right. Just talking the dress, because I have stuff to say about her later.
Right. Oh my god, Jenna has so much content.
Jenna got content.
Yeah.
But she had on, like, a cobalt blue dress, which was nice, I guess. It's like
a
standard dress.
Yeah.
She got that crazy eyebrow, though.
That eyebrow. You know what, guys? I think that's due to bad Botox.
Ooh.
Because she had one eyebrow moving
and
the other
one
wasn't.
Yeah.
And
I wrote crazy eyebrow.
Yeah.
Not brow.
Singular.
Yeah.
Yes. And I think it was due to some bad face work.
Ooh, no. Mm-hmm. I have people touching their face. They're so young.
I know.
Jesus. Wow. Jenna. Next was Jessica.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
sorry.
Geez.
Sorry.
Jessica, her dress.
Oh, I didn't even remember.
She had I think you liked it, because we talked about it later. It was, like, red. It was, like, billowy with the ruffles.
Okay.
It wasn't, like, a skin-tight, like, gown. It was, like, this kind of, like...
I like anything red. I think red is just such a good color for an entrance.
Yeah. I wasn't a huge fan of this dress, though. Not a fan of that dress for this night.
Okay. Yeah.
I think that. Jessica also had the gratitude rock.
That... When I tell you that killed me...
We both screamed at that moment.
Internally, I was like, gratitude rock? You couldn't call it a stone... You couldn't call it a crystal. You know, niggas wouldn't question if you said it was a crystal.
A crystal.
And it was brown.
Uh-huh.
They would think it was a brown crystal. No. You had to sit there and say it was a gratitude rock and, like, he was supposed to keep it in his pocket for life. Why would you do that? Oh, my God.
Why is that your entrance? I brought you a gratitude rock. That sounds so white. I'm sorry. The only white people have said the term gratitude rock. Truly.
Yeah, no, I've never heard that.
Never heard that term, Molly.
Yeah, nope.
Yikes. Next, Marique.
Our fave.
Who's one of our faves from the Countdown to Ari special. And her bio and picture. And I don't remember what she was wearing.
She had on a gorgeous red hat, like one sleever.
Long sleeve, like one long sleeve.
Sleeve, yeah. And I believe it had a slit all the way up to the thigh.
Good, Marique. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Another one not coming to play?
Not coming to play.
Loved it.
Was not. Looked great.
Loved it.
She gave the little line, like, I use a lot of spices in my cooking, but I'm ready for some salt and pepper.
Which you know are the only spices Ari has ever tasted in his damn life.
Ari does not look like the type who likes spicy food.
No.
And I don't like people who don't like spicy food.
He looks like the type to not even like spices in his food.
Ooh. He looks like he boils chicken.
Oh, you know? Have to say that.
And doesn't put no... Like, that chicken looks blank.
Yeah.
There's no, like, black speckles of ground pepper. Like, he boils blank-ass chicken.
Oof. Yuck.
Marie, I don't know if you can handle them spices. I don't know.
But we love you.
But we love you, though. Next was Becca, different Becca.
Oh, yeah, Minnesota Becca.
Yes, Minnesota Becca. Do you remember what she's wearing?
No, I don't remember. But her hair, I think her hair was up.
I think her hair was
up. Which is confusing to me. Why are you girls wearing your hair up?
Right.
You're meeting a man.
Right.
You need your hair down.
Yeah. If I rolled up with my entrance and my hair was up, and as soon as I got in the house and saw all of them girls with that hair down, excuse me, producer, where's the bathroom? Yeah. I'm going right into the bathroom. I'm letting that hair down.
Yep.
These girls did not come to play. I'm telling you, 30-inch tracks were in the room. And you have your hair pinned up. Yeah. Guys like hair.
Yeah.
They like hair down and...
We've all seen Millionaire Matchmaker.
Yes. Like, Patty. Patty told us.
She would require
She will
it.
Tell a girl real quick to go put some tracks in before I invite you to a cocktail party.
Yep.
I don't know. I'm not a fan of the hair up. These girls, they don't watch enough of this show.
I guess they don't watch enough television.
They don't watch enough television.
They're not seeing what's required of you when you go on TV.
Yeah, that sounds.
You know what I mean? Like, if you watch enough Real Housewives, you know what to do. Mm-hmm. And Love and Hip Hop and all the rest of this, mm-hmm. You know what to do when you get on TV.
On national television,
mm-hmm.
You need to look on point every scene.
Yep.
Becca, what did she do? She did her little gimmick was she made him like propose.
Oh yeah, that was so weird.
She like had him get down. She like staged a proposal kind of thing. Cute, I guess. I don't know.
I guess so.
I don't really think that much of it.
Yeah, her accent is cute. Her Minnesota accent is really strong and cute.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It
was intense.
Oh gee.
Yeah, but that was weird. And then her name is, like, Rebecca Jane, which also makes me really sad.
Very Midwest.
It's like, gosh.
So it's like a two-part
name.
Rebecca yeah. Joe or
yes.
something, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, gee. All right. Becca. Next out the limo was Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote down, she came out, she was like, hi!
Yeah.
Or like, hey! Like, it sounded very, like Lauren.
A cheerleader, yeah.
Yeah. Very much so. She's 31, which is a solid age. Mm-hmm. She's gorgeous, I think.
So pretty.
She's one of the prettiest, I think. Yeah.
Definitely.
Really, really pretty. She opened up with the I'm so glad it's you.
Mm-hmm.
Which, bitch, you already know you came here for Peter. Stop. Any girl that's like, I'm so happy it's you.
Yeah.
You all auditioned for the show because you thought it was Peter.
Yeah.
Period. None of y'all thought it was Ari because nobody knew it was going to be Ari. Stop with the lies.
And I feel like Rachel, as a bachelorette, got a really good bunch. Like, when she got down to the nitty-gritty of, like, okay, these are the guys who were... She got some good dudes.
By the end. Oh, yeah.
So the fact that they went all the way back to, like, 2008.
Yesteryear.
Like,
to
no.
Pull up Ari.
No, it just wasn't
got
fair.
These girls on here lying,
but,
talking about, I'm glad it's you. Please.
But I wrote down that Lauren got that 30-year-old energy. She said...
Yeah.
I'm here. You better notice me. I'm the first Lauren out this car.
Right.
And I'm 31. Let's get it popping.
Let's get it popping.
Let's go.
Yep. All right, Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
Next up was another Lauren.
Lauren, right?
I think they did all the...
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which, you know, is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Lauren's in a row, right? There's like four of them. Next one was Lauren from Louisiana. She brought him like the big New Orleans like beads.
Yeah.
I thought she was very pretty. Yeah. She also has short hair.
Short hair, really pretty dress. Like really flattering dress.
Yeah, it was like the whites almost looked like it was two pieces.
Yes.
From the back, but then when you turn to the front, it's like all connected.
It had, I think it had what's called an obi belt in the front. It had like a really wide waistband. Belted belt. Yeah. It was really cute.
Really, really cute. Loved your little look.
Yep.
And then there's another Lauren. I don't write anything.
No, there's Black Lauren.
Oh, Black Lauren wasn't there. Does she do anything?
She had a really ugly dress.
She had an ugly dress?
A horrible dress. It looked like one of those ones on 34th Street.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh! Mm-hmm. In the window of them little...
In the window of them
like fashion, wholesale...
Wholesale places.
God. I just, like, blocked that out of my head.
Yeah.
Next was Ashley. Black girl. I wrote down, she showed up in a Fashion Nova New Year's dress.
Yeah, she did.
It was like a sequin...
Like short...
Short sequin dress.
Yeah.
Like you would strictly... You only see that print around New Year's.
Yeah.
You're not really wearing that elsewhere, but...
And that makes me so scared to see what these girls wear to other occasions.
Oh my God!
They're the types of girls to wear off-white to a wedding.
Yes!
They're like those types of girls.
Oh my God, this is day one of The Bachelor! This is supposed to be your best dress that you packed. This is what you're coming with? I'm so scared to see the rest of the cocktail parties for the rest of the season. Woo! Next, Brittany. Brittain? Yep.
Okay.
She tried to speak Dutch.
Was it her?
No, it wasn't Brittain.
Didn't we do Brittain? Was Brittain butt?
Yes.
Okay.
It was Brittany, other Brittany. She tried to speak Dutch. Was kind of like fumbling over her
words. Had the dress. She had boobs in her dress too.
I think so.
She had a black dress. Black like halter dress.
Okay.
With boobs. Brittany's entrance, I thought that was cute, especially considering if this mom is as shady as we think she is.
Them bitches better have Dutch for Dummies books throughout the house by the time hometown comes up. Mama Ari's expecting a lot.
Yeah.
Next was Allie.
Oh my God, Allie with the shoulders. No Allie shoulders. With the
shoulders. Very low sloped shoulders.
And long neck, which
very
is a
long neck.
rough combo. It's
an interesting combination. We were staring at her for a while and we're like, we're really trying to figure out this look.
Yeah.
She has a pretty face.
Yeah, she does.
But something's off. And her gimmick was asking him to smell her armpits.
That's so disgusting.
Which is just, why would you ever do that?
That, to me, that immediately sent her home.
That's a big risk you're taking.
Yeah.
Because you could smell funky in that moment.
You definitely could. You're nervous. You're in that limo. Who knows if you're drinking or not. You could be sweating. God.
You could have actually been sweating. That was a huge risk to take. Because in the moment, he would never say, oh, God. Like, you would never make that face. Right. But if you did stink, you going home that night.
Yeah.
He's going to remember you as the girl that stunk. So she took a risk. But I don't know. And did she go home?
Yeah. No, she did.
We're gonna get to this.
No, she did. She went home.
She did go home. See? Her armpit stank. Damn. I just put it together. Yup. Yup. Allie, you smelled. And you got kicked off.
You got cut.
Next was Annalise.
Oh, yeah. One of our faves.
One of our faves. Who came with the, like, kissing bandit.
Yeah, that little costume. Mask. I wouldn't even say it was a costume.
Yeah.
His costume makes it sound like it was a gimmick.
It was a gimmick.
It was a gimmick. It was
definitely a gimmick.
But it was...
It wasn't a costume like we've seen costumes on
Right. It wasn't like you cover up your whole body and face.
No. But she's playing into the whole kissing bandit thing. Yes. Which they are just beating this into our head.
No.
Just beating... Like, what... That's like his one redeeming quality, I guess. Is he supposed to be like the suave, like really great kisser? So ABC just keeps playing it up, keeps playing it up, keeps playing it up. So yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see, Annalise. But we're rooting for you, though. We like you.
Yep. And then last out the limo, or not even the limo.
No.
Came rumming up the driveway in a damn. I don't know what you call these things. A race car.
A race car.
A race car.
Yeah.
Mikel.
And my girl took off that helmet and shook them bundles. Shook that yakky.
Yes! Them bundles came cascading out from that helmet.
Yep.
30 inches long, swinging. She looked gorgeous.
She looked, yeah, gorgeous.
She looked amazing.
For a second, I forgot she was 23.
Right. For a second, I thought we both do not want her on the show because she is a child.
Yeah.
Jesus. The girls were hating.
Yeah, well.
Because she was the last out. She came.
And she came through.
Ready to play. Mikel, though. Should we do this now?
Yes, let's do it now. Because I don't think she has another, like, moment on the show.
Oh, no. Because Twitter is talking.
Aflame.
Mikel, you want to go into it, Justine?
Sure. Mm-hmm. So, everybody. Not everybody. But our Bachelor Nation, our fellow Bachelor Nation members, were talking about how Mikel was divorced 3 months before she got on the show.
Yep.
First of all, why were you married?
First of all,
like,
the age of 23.
Okay. 23, but she's from Utah, so I think that's like a thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why are you now divorced?
Apparently
she was married for less than a year.
Yes.
So like 6 months or something.
Yeah.
And now going on The Bachelor.
Which I could see from someone who's been like suppressed their whole life. She looks the type to be suppressed her whole life.
Like, you mean like strict...
Strict upbringing, and then she just followed the rules.
Yeah.
And for 6 months, she was fucking miserable. And she looked in the mirror, and she looked on Instagram, and got herself some Bellamy extensions, and said, I'm going to LA, and nothing's gonna stop me.
Nope. Yeah.
And...
I love this whole narrative. You just
hate No, because I think that's what happened. And left that no good, ain't shit ass husband, whoever he was. I'm sure he's married right now. And... just came through.
Yeah.
I'm sure. I don't want to paint her as a villain just yet. Just because she's from Utah, and after meeting even a couple of people from Utah, and how they have the exact same story.
Oh, gosh.
I'm just like, you got... Because it's a Mormon country out there.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
You know what I mean? It's so strict. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So I could see... I really want to see if she has a hometown. Because I feel like her hometown would be really interesting.
It would be.
And
I hope she doesn't make the hometown.
I know, she's so young.
She's 23 years old. Ari, if you bring any of these young infants hometown dates, I'm done with you.
I know. She is so young. But I would just like to see what is behind Mikel. Yeah. Because I feel like it's a good, juicy story.
And I'm wondering, so we're talking on, like, Twitter now is saying it's revealed she's been married, yada, yada, yada. Is it going to be shown on the show, though?
Mm. Is that the guy in the suit who's like, I'm coming back to get my girl? Is that the guy in the preview? Wife?
That's true. In the trailer, somebody has a dude who comes through and is like, I'm here for my girl, blah, blah, blah. And oh my God, maybe it's Mikkel.
Maybe it's her ex-husband.
Oh, wow.
That would be a great story.
Yeah. So Mikkel, she's definitely someone to watch.
Definitely.
She's gorgeous. She commands a room. Girls are already hating on her. Mm-hmm. And she seems to have some baggage.
And you know what? They needed that. They needed somebody to command the room.
They did.
Because it wasn't Chris Harrison. Mm-hmm. It wasn't Ari.
It was not.
So
we needed Mikkel to come through.
We need somebody.
Jesus.
To make a statement.
Yeah. So that's it for the limos.
That's it for the limos. My goodness.
That is it. Woof. Now we got to go into the cocktail party.
Yeah.
And Chelsea is already getting on my goddamn nerves.
Chelsea, first of all, handed him his drink.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't think she needed to do any more.
She swooped him up.
Yeah, swooped him up, the first one.
Somebody's got to be first.
But does it have to be the girl who hands you your drink, too? That's a lot. That's doing the most.
It's doing a lot. Yeah, I mean, they talked about it later, like, is being the first
a good thing? Yeah.
Because this is a long-ass night. Mm-hmm. By the end of the rose ceremony, it was morning.
Yeah.
The sun was out. If you were the first girl to talk to him, that might have been hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
So Chelsea, she thought she was, you know, swooping in, I'm gonna be the first one in, blah, 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 hand him the drink and sneak him off.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know if that was, we'll see later on, I don't know if that was the best move for her. But then when they did their one-on-one, she was still playing up the whole, like, mysterious thing with him.
Yeah, which is, like, I don't like how she's using her kid like that.
Oh, my God, that's right. Because she's being mysterious, but also not...
She's being mysterious in, like, a sexy way.
Did she reveal she has a kid?
No.
This yeah, so is she's why being she's being mysterious.
She's like, I have mysterious something to hide.
And, yeah, like, a whole damn child.
You're raising a person. That's not sexy.
Right. Yeah, she did not reveal in that moment that she had a kid.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I don't want to comment because maybe as a single mom,
mm-hmm.
she maybe had a whole ploy or a whole plan for when she's going to reveal it, when's the best time for her to actually say it, yada, yada, yada. But it's weird that she's pairing it with this whole mysterious vibe.
Yeah.
When the mystery is that you have a child.
Right. The mystery is not that you, like, you know, like some kinky shit.
Right.
Which is what she's acting
Yeah, it's almost like she's kind of giving that kind of vibe.
Yeah, she's giving, like, no. She should be, like... Well, she said, she did say that she gave a lot to be here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know.
She said, like, sacrifice.
Sacrificed a lot to be here.
She's like, but we've all made sacrifice. Like, she kept, like, putting out a word and then bringing it back.
And then, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, like, a good strategy for life. Yeah. You know, it's good to watch. It's a good date strategy.
I guess.
But I just don't like how she's using her kid like this. At all. Yeah. I don't like when people do this on reality TV.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Let's watch and see. Okay. Maybe she didn't want to let it all out because she didn't know she'll make it past the first night.
Absolutely. So. If he was like, oh, no, see ya.
Exactly. Yeah, you gotta... yeah, that's true.
Women are definitely more cautious about that, which I totally understand.
And definitely as a single mom as well, mm-hmm. I'm sure she's done this dating thing already and has been putting up with fuck niggas. So, look, I have a strategy for when I reveal this thing. So let me just play around. So... We'll see. We'll watch her. So, Mikkel came around the corner, just flashed her 30-inch locks and was like, I'm interrupting.
I think those are growing out of her head.
Do you think that's her hair?
I think so.
I don't know. That was a lot.
It was a lot.
I don't know. She is 23. She's young. She hasn't been through nothing yet.
She's 23 or 27?
Mikkel.
Oh, no, Mikkel. I'm sorry. I'm confusing her with Marique. Mikkel.
Mikkel
came. She did come through.
She came around the corner, whipped that hair.
Whipped that hair. I was like, let me get him.
Let me talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chelsea, because she talks so damn much, she went back, told the girls immediately. She won't shut up about it now. She's too much.
Ready. Yeah, they gave Chelsea a lot of airtime.
Too much.
Yeah, way too much.
Way too much.
These girls are really smart, successful, young, classy women. There's no reason to give Chelsea that much time.
No.
I would have definitely liked to hear from other people. Like,
yeah. But that's what the producers and the editors are doing.
They need the drama.
They need the drama. They're trying to really already create characters. Mm-hmm. Chelsea's the villain, mm-hmm. so they're already forming that narrative. And, but yeah, it was a little bit too much, yeah. I think. Another moment from the cocktail party was when, I forget which black girl it was, but it was, like, two black girls sitting together with, mm-hmm. I think, a white girl.
Oh my god, yes.
She's like, have you guys dated interracially? And in unison, the girls were like, yes. They've been around this block with the swirl. They already are, you know, trying to get their white man.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, yeah, one of the girls even said, she was like, you know, I'm giving everybody a chance, and maybe that's a fine-looking white man.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know what? How 2018 today.
2018.
How modern of you to think. And just good. I love it.
Yeah. Can we ask the same question to Ari, though? I don't care if the girls have dated interracially. I don't know if this guy has.
Yeah, that's a good question.
That's the real test. Mm. Fuck girls. So maybe someone will ask him at some point.
I hope so.
There are seven black girls on the show.
Yeah, there's a lot. Well,
some go home at the end, but there are a decent amount of black girls.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if someone will eventually pose that question to him.
I hope so.
Have you dated interracially? Mm-hmm. We'll see his answer. What else? Brittany, black girl.
Mm-hmm.
She, in her little one-on-one time, she had the little mini race car.
Such a good idea. If cute. She thought of this herself, like, that was a really good idea. That was cute, idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that, see, the girl's gotta be smart, because if you're doing your one-on-one time with Ari on the first night, you need to have things like this.
Oh, yeah, you need to get
a whole activity where the cameras and the producers block out a space for you, block out a time. A girl can't come and interrupt that. They need to get that whole moment shot.
Yep.
Come on.
And she combined a moment that was an activity with something that he likes and a kiss.
And a kiss.
So my girl got a kiss. Literally every box.
She did. She really did.
So
she got a kiss at the end.
Good one, Brittany.
That kiss was apex.
Yep. And she went on.
Oh my god.
A whole soliloquy about how fantastic it was. And I don't know how long it's been, Brittany, for you. Maybe like been a while. But
that pet could not be fantastic.
No, can't be.
Amazing. She went back in the room and was kikiing with the girls about the kiss, which pissed me off.
She was the first kiss.
The first kiss. Don't spill the beans to the girls. Mm-hmm. They don't need to know that.
And she's like, she's extra super smart. She thought of all that shit in one.
She put together
smart.
That whole date.
Yeah.
She went right inside and told everybody, yeah, we had a little kiss. It was amazing. Shut your mouth, Brittany. You don't trust these girls.
Mm-mm.
Keep your strategy and shit to you. Lauren G.
Black Lauren.
Black Lauren. Mm-hmm. I just wrote her bundles looked great.
They
sorry.
Did. They looked
just
amazing.
Going through my notes. I'm
no,
like,
they looked really good.
I have nothing to say, but her bundles looked fantastic.
They were like an ombre into like a warm brown. They looked really good.
Blended very nicely.
Yes, blended great.
Really, really good. Another one-on-one time was Jenna, who is getting my Becky of the Week award.
Nice.
So Jenna, in her one-on-one time, if we remember people, gave Ari a foot massage.
Mm, rubbing them dogs.
And
that's
the
notes
camera.
I have.
Rubbing them dogs.
Rubbing them dogs.
The camera did a close-up on his big-ass big toe.
It's disgusting.
Did not need this. But anyways, Jenna got my Becky of the Week award, because homegirl was just all over the place.
Yeah.
And even Ari said it, she was all over the place. She gave me vibes of that white girl at the club, or at a party, frat house, who is just knocking into you, your drink spill. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. Oh my god, you're so cute. She's touching the hair.
Yep.
You're so, I love your outfit. So fun. Oh my god, that's my favorite song. Let's dance. Just like,
let's dance.
You know what I'm talking about though, right? Idea. Like, bring it back to college days. You're at the frat party. Somebody bumps into you, spill your whole damn drink, and it's Jenna, who's just all over the place. She is, I don't even know what she's on, but she's just
something.
Here, there, and everywhere. And just has so much energy and is so bubbly and is literally a Becky.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, just a Becky.
We had one of those at a New Year's party we were at last night.
We sure did. Flying all over the damn room. Oh, sit man. Down, Jenna!
You've been crazy.
And, like, why are you giving him a foot massage?
She had a whole, like, setup. She had the water. She had the bubbling, like, little foot jacuzzi.
Yeah.
Too much.
She was doing the feet. Then she's on the couch talking about this. And then she's talking about that. And then
she was
that.
Like, are you scared of me?
Are you scared of me? Like, what? Like,
first of all, this nigga is scared of literally everyone.
Everyone.
He's scared of Chris Harrison. Like, he's scared of everyone.
It's terrifying.
Like, you can't. And she couldn't even pick up the vibe that he was, like, nervous.
Because Jenna was on another planet.
Yeah. She was crazy.
She's on another planet. That was my Becky of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Next up with the one-on-one was Annalise.
Oh, yeah.
One of our faves. She took off her Kissing Bandits costume thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a nice conversation, like a nice, sincere conversation. Just in comparison to Jenna's crazy bouncing off the wall ass, it was just like a very normal ass time.
Right.
And like she had her whole reveal taking off the mask and like they just got to chat and get to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
Love Annalise. And then what happens is, so then Chris Harrison brings out the first impression rose.
Oh my god, I'm like freak out.
And these bitches start flailing.
Wiling out.
Have you spoken to him? No, I haven't spoken to him. Oh my god, I have to go find him. All this chat about not speaking to him, get your ass up! I don't understand.
Well, I get it. Because why would you go up to a guy with that sort of energy? You don't want to go up to him.
With his, like, nervous energy?
Yes!
I feel like because he's so damn nervous, it's even easier to go speak to him. If Peter, fine-ass Peter, the way he walked out that limo just looking so confident like he ruled the world, I would be terrified to go and speak to a man that looked that fine. Yes.
Oh my god, that's...
This nigga Ari? I could walk right up. Look, come on, let's go. Because he's not giving me any, he's not making me any reason to feel nervous. Peter looking as fine as he did, I would feel nervous. Ari so timid, I don't understand why these girls are so nervous to go talk to him.
To me, it's that kind of energy that, it's the same energy that I ignore in a guy who's like, hey, do you think maybe I could like get your number sometime? I'm like, oh god, get out of here. I can't buy.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a Peter who walks in. I'm giving him the 5 seconds stare. Like, yo, you over there. Like,
oh, of course.
Hey.
But why aren't the girls, because Ari is so lame, why is it taking it so hard for them to go talk to him?
Because this is a great group of girls. They're probably all friends now. And they're like, oh shit, forgot.
Yeah, that's true. This
whack nigga that we're here for, I forgot.
These girls are geeking in the corner.
Yeah.
First impression rose comes out, I'm like, ah shit, what are we here for again? I gotta go talk to this dude.
I gotta go talk to him.
No, you have a shit, I gotta go. Maybe that's it. And it's so lame they forgot to go talk.
In that time, I believe it was my girl, Bibiana, who gets the invite to the cookout this week for me.
Did she?
Because she was sitting down. And she had an accessory to go with her dress. She had a fur cape.
She did. Yes, she did.
And a glass of Pinot Grigio.
Ooh. Ooh.
And I didn't see a one-on-one date with her, but I saw her sitting there talking shit. And I said, you know what? I can sit there and talk shit right with you, girl, with my leopard print coat on. We can sit there and look mad cute together. So she gets my invite to the cookout this week.
Bibiana was so unconcerned about talking to this man. She's in the cut, sipping tea.
Listen, I showed my boobs out, did that limo entrance. Now I'm putting my cape right on and observing.
Oh, that was hilarious.
I loved it.
Bibiana's come to the cookout.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So the girls are scrambling. There's so much talk about it. I have to go talk to him. The rose, bringing out the rose just put a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Suddenly people are like, ah, shit, we're here for something. We need to, like, get this going. And so then...
Was it Kristen? Crystal?
Ari was talking with Crystal.
Loved it.
Who we love.
Yeah.
The fitness instructor with the bomb-ass red dress.
Yeah.
They were talking for maybe 25 seconds?
Maybe. Before this, he said, you have the most soothing voice.
He did that, yeah.
I was like, this bitch has been eating nothing but kale, spinach, and dandelion tea for like at least 3 months. Ugh. And you're going to sit there and tell her she has a soothing voice. She's sitting there in a red dress with matching red lipstick, like the exact same PMS color. Mm-hmm. And you are going to tell her that she has a soothing voice?
That's what he came with. Ari with all the games.
See,
in the world.
I understand why you all didn't go up and talk to him. Because why would you want to even, like, come on? that you're really like, damn, this is you? Shit.
Yeah. Yikes.
Anyway, yeah. But then after that, Miss Chelsea comes through and said, can I talk to you for a minute?
Chelsea, who spoke to him already.
Yeah.
But yeah, as we're saying, she went first. Mm-hmm. And by this point, it's like 8 hours later. So
right.
Her time with him was so long ago, she's starting to fret. Like, yeah. Shit, I need to go talk to him again.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so she cut off Crystal. Went and had her, you know, second one-on-one. And made out with Ari.
And this has to be my Ari can get it moment.
This was mine too.
Oh god. Because we
this
both
this is our reaching. Ari can get it moment.
And we were reaching Ari, we
were really reaching
all the way into the depths of my soul. And I was like, okay, you know
but
what?
But you could get it in that moment. It was a good kiss. It was a good makeout session. I was like, okay, Ari.
I appreciated that she went in and he was like, yes, let's do this.
Because he wasn't making no moves.
No, absolutely not. And if anyone else caught this, I caught this, he did a little boob slide hand thing at the end.
You were saying that he I did totally a little blinked and missed
on
that.
Her, like, right boob. He did a little touch.
All right.
And I was like, okay. All
right. I can get it.
So really got that over with. Jesus Christ.
Both picked the same moment. The only moment that we could see any sex appeal with this man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. So Chelsea did her moment where she interrupted, got her second one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
A really funny moment for me for the episode when she came back inside and she was telling the girl, like, yeah, I just spoke to Ari again, yada, yada, yada. My girl Lauren G, with the bundles, she was like, you felt fine interrupting even though you already talked? Okay. You literally see, she literally said okay after it, and you see it register in her head, like
noted.
This bitch is cray, noted. Mm-hmm. She's not here to play games.
Mm-hmm.
We gonna fight later.
Yeah, no. We're gonna fight.
We gonna fight.
Yeah, uh-huh. We're gonna fight. On behalf of everybody else here, mm-hmm. We're gonna fight.
We about to scrap. Mm-hmm. Like, I love the registering look on her face.
Oh my God, because we've seen it so many times. We've seen it on The Real Housewives of everyone.
Oh, geez.
We've seen that look of like, yeah. Oh.
Oh, that's how you roll. Oh, okay. Oh. Noted.
Mm-hmm.
We gonna scrap later.
Yep.
See ya.
Mm-hmm.
What's next? Becca. The infant.
Oh my God, the baby in the car.
Baby in the car. She got her one-on-one.
With no car seat.
No car seat.
She was just sitting there.
Riding free in the
riding
back.
Riding free in the back.
Got us in the front, maybe.
Legally.
Got
where
the front
she's.
Seat. Yeah. Even Becca knows what she's doing.
Oh, totally.
Even the way she was positioned on the car.
Yes, I was like, oh.
No!
Hey.
It was a convertible, and they're sitting along the back, and mm-hmm. she's just.
She had
both arms
propped back.
With
boobs them
up.
Titties out.
Yes, yeah, she
choker
knows exactly.
Out. That choker killed me.
That
was so.
Yeah, that choker.
50 Shades.
50 Shades from The Babysitter's Club 1997. Like, it looked old and tired.
Yeah.
But Becca, she might be young, 22, but she ain't here to play.
No, but she asked him.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we had an Ari can't get it moment. I guess we can put in the womp womp here.
Yeah.
But when my girl asked a great question, she said,
yeah.
What are three things that make you excited about life? And my man Ari said, excitement. Why? And even Becca put it back on him and was like, wait a minute. You just said, like, excitement makes you excited?
About life. And then he, like, switched it up.
And he was like, oh, yeah. Like, when you're driving a race car.
Yeah. Adventure.
And it's so fast.
Negative
what?
Things.
And then poor girl was like, yeah, I feel the same way about climbing a mountain. And, like.
She, like, saved him.
Yeah. Yeah, she saved his answer.
Yes. Yeah.
But I think he's kind of, like, intimidated by her, but knows
yes.
she's a child.
Yeah.
Like, he definitely knows she's, like, young.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not how, like, the drastic age she is, but...
He knows that she's on the younger side.
Yes, which is why he wasn't... If Annalise asked that question, he'd be like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I think he'd be a little scared.
Mm.
But he's not scared of her, but he's...
He's into her, though.
He's into it.
The way he was looking at her, when she was, like, leaned back.
Yeah. Well,
He's into it.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing I wrote down about Becca, she has very... That's all she knows. She's 22, but she's got some men.
She got some bodies.
She knows what she's doing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, She's very intense with the eye contact.
Yeah, she is.
Which isn't easy if you're, like, really into a guy, you're nervous, all kind of, you know, you're, the first thing you do is you kind of look away, She held his eye contact.
Especially, I find, with eyes of a different color. Like, I've never dated a guy who doesn't have brown eyes, but I would imagine staring into blue eyes like Ari's would be, like, even more intense.
You want to, like, look away.
Yeah, like, because they're, like, serious. Away.
Yeah. Becca was steady with the eye contact.
Yep.
She's owning that little pixie haircut.
Yes. Yeah, she had her, like, she was even running her fingers through it. I was like, girl, nobody else can even touch their hair.
Right.
Everybody else's hair is frozen.
It's frozen in time. Becca knows what she is doing, and Ari is definitely into it.
Yep.
And then it came time to award the first impression rose.
Oh, and guess who it went to?
Chelsea.
Yeah.
Single mom who stole him for a second time, who got the makeout session. Mm-hmm. She got the first impression rose, and these girls are hating.
Sick. Hating. Over it. But, it, I mean, it wasn't right.
What do you mean it wasn't right?
She got a second time with him.
Here's the thing. Right. Because the girl who always steals time and interrupts always somehow becomes like the villain of the house.
Yes.
This girl, Chelsea, is here to play.
Yeah.
She's playing a game. Ari is the prize. You don't have time to be nice. There's 29 girls in this house. You try to steal time as much as you can. And it worked out in the end.
It did.
She got to make out with him and got the rose at the end.
Yeah, she did.
That should have been a huge wake-up call to all girls.
My thing is with playing this game is that she is revealing too much about herself to the girls.
She's showing her cards. But
she's throwing all her cards. It's episode one.
Yeah,
and
she's
we already
on her back
know
already.
A lot. There's too much of a target. Now, if anybody watched last season with Miss Rachel, now that man, Joanne the Scammer, he played the game, okay? He was like, yes, I'm a chiropractor. I don't sell Herbalife. I'm a chiropractor.
I don't sell Herbalife.
You didn't know anything about him. He made out with Rachel. He went in for that physical contact. He didn't tell anybody else. He was friendly, but not too, like, he was really doing it. And what did he get? A nice-ass watch. A honeymoon suite and a wedding this year.
Who got the first impression rose on
Brian?
Brian got.
Yep.
Hey,
didn't have to steal no time.
Didn't have to steal no time.
Nope.
But a common theme between the both of them, you have to establish physical contact, physical touch early on this show. You need to go into night one trying to make out with this dude.
Yeah. Whoever it is. Yeah.
Whoever it is. For the Bachelor or Bachelorette season, you need to, well, for Bachelorette, it's harder because not all girls are down to, like, make out on the first night.
Yeah, that's true.
Brian took a risk, but he felt the energy, so he's like, I'm going for it. And Rachel was down to make out with him. But with the Bachelor, usually the guy will kiss anybody, like, it doesn't really matter.
That's true.
So,
but as a girl, you have to make the first move, which
is
probably
new. Which
is
a little scary
for a lot of the girls.
A lot of girls, yes.
Who, especially a lot of these girls who are very pretty. They're probably not used to making the first move.
Or any of that. Yeah. But look at that, though. But back-to-back seasons, first impression roles went to somebody who made out on the first night. So these people can hate all they want on Chelsea, and she's not my favorite either.
No, definitely not.
But she's here to play, and she's watched this show. She knows what she needs to do. She needs to steal some time, and she needs to establish physical contact early. Big wake-up call to the rest of the girls. What was kind of sad, though, was our homegirl Crystal is the one who got her time interrupted for Chelsea, and Chelsea won the rose, and then Crystal's like, fuck, I didn't even get my time with him. Like, I could have established, like, a really good connection. And maybe that could have been my rose.
Right.
We'll never know.
And there was no forced chemistry with them. I found that their chemistry was really good, just organic.
Yes.
And Chelsea is kind of forcing it with this, like, I'm a mysterious kitty cat.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God. Get
I think
out
that's
here.
Rubbing... Yeah, that's what's rubbing me the wrong way with Chris, with Chelsea, too. It's like, she's forcing it a lot. And so it is kind of lame. Well, I could see why people are upset, like, that she got the first impression rose.
That's why it's so whack to me.
Because it's built on a connection that seems so manufactured.
Right.
Versus Crystal or some of the other girls where it feels more natural.
Yes. Even a CN, or not a CN, I'm sorry. Brittany, who had that really creative,
the little race car thing. Yeah.
It should have gone to somebody like her. Yeah. Like somebody who really thought some stuff out. But you know, men don't care about thoughts on the first time, first date. So.
And Ari is just simple minded because Crystal was playing the whole mysterious thing. Like that's such an easy game for girls to play. You play the kind of hard to get kind of like aloofness and, you know, kind of ropes guys in. Mm-hmm. That's like how to get a guy 101.
Right.
And Ari's just fallen into the trap so easily.
And it that gets old.
Gets old real quick. Eventually really it's fast. Like, girl, what do you do what is your secret?
What is your secret?
What do you like to do? And answer these questions, please. So yeah, let's go into the rose ceremony then.
Yeah.
29 girls. Mm-hmm. And he was supposed to send home 8, I think. 8 or 9.
Okay.
He walks into the room. Hi, everybody. Hey. Even the way he just walked into the room.
What
he
said a perfect impression.
Wasn't it?
Hi.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Kay. And he kept saying girls, which I was like, Ari.
These are some grown-ass women.
First of all, you are 36. Mm-hmm. Why do you even feel comfortable saying that?
Girls.
Yeah. Secondly, these are women. One of these women owns a restaurant. Mm-hmm. Like, these are women.
Full-on women.
Stop it.
Some have children. Right? These are not girls. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yikes. Thus the nerves. His nerves. Yeah. Not commanding a room at all. There's nobody saying. Yikes. So, yeah, he starts off the rose ceremony. Becca K gets the first rose. I have no idea who she is.
She's Minnesota.
Okay. Minnesota.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. She got called first. I was like, who's this? And then the way they kind of edited the rose ceremonies, they kind of spliced it with Crystal, the one who got her time interrupted.
Yeah.
Almost feeling as if she won't get the rose. Mm-hmm. And then I started to think, holy shit.
Yeah.
Maybe her, like when she got interrupted by Chelsea.
Yep.
Her and Ari really didn't really talk that much, so he doesn't know her. He's gonna send her home, and I'm like, that is. If I was Krista, I'm tearing that house down.
If she went home, it would be like a Blake K.
It would be like a Blake K.
Who I am still following. I watch all of his Instagram stories.
Everything that is happening in his life.
Everything.
That's so.
Shout out to Blake. But
it'd be like too premature.
It would. Yeah. It would be like, oh my God, you let go of this like amazing opportunity with this girl.
Yeah.
Which actually I didn't feel about anybody who left, but continue.
But so yeah, they kind of played it up like, was Chris going to get a rose? Mm-hmm. But she ended up getting a rose. So that's fine. Or else that shit would have been crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Roses. I don't really know. Bibiana. I said needs to let her hair down.
I know. Yeah, I was surprised. I was surprised of Bibiana getting
the rose. And then the last rose, they keep saving the best for last, mm-hmm. or one of the best for last, is Mikkel.
Yeah.
Who, for me, got my invite to the cookout in that moment. Just the way, I mean, she's young as hell.
Yep.
She's married or some shit. She got some drama.
She definitely has drama.
But she's just a bad bitch. She like, when really they called her name and she came down, like the hair was flashing to come get her rose. Like, yeah, you made me wait to the last rose. She just looked like a girl who came to slay.
Yep.
And she can come to my cookout because I only roll with bad bitches. All
right.
And then, I guess we got to chat about some black girls who are going home. Not everybody can make it, y'all.
No, not everybody makes the cut.
Not everybody makes the cut. We had to say goodbye to Brittany. Brittany, who had the middle part.
Yeah.
Wyatt enjoyed.
And the Instagram eyebrows.
Instagram eyebrows, the middle part. I liked her whole styling and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But she went home.
I know.
I don't know what happened there.
I feel like she definitely could have replaced one of the girls who stayed.
I think so, too.
Like, Jenna with the feet.
Jenna,
she definitely needs to go, and definitely could have been replaced with
Brittany.
Brittany.
So Brittany's going home. Another black girl is Olivia.
She had to go.
Just had to go.
When she said in her limo entrance, "Oh my God, I remember watching your season," and da da da, I was like, "Girl, you are a senior in high school when that man was falling in love with Emily."
Because Olivia's also 23, right?
Yeah, she was 23, and he was 31. Like, that is so insane.
Babies.
Oh my God.
You had to go.
Yeah, no, you had to go, girl.
And then Nisha. Nisha had to
Had to go for so many reasons. Yeah. She's really got to get it together.
God, she just wasn't prepared. No. Like they just told her, like, last night, you made us the bachelor pack a bag, and she just grabbed what she could get.
Right.
Because the hair wasn't up to par. No,
that whole
the outfit was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
She just seemed a bit unprepared. Didn't know that Mikkels were going to be in the room.
Exactly. And you know what? Her boobs, they made me so sad. Well, she's really skinny, and she clearly has her implants.
Ooh.
And they're like
just sitting there.
They're South Carolina implants.
Ooh.
Like, girl, if you were in LA, just stay there and go see a Paul Nassif. Go see who's the other one on that show for Botched?
From Botched, I don't remember.
Terry from Housewives. Go see one of them and go get yourself straightened out.
Yeah.
And then go stop at In-N-Out.
Eat something.
Yes. You know, just go relax. You don't need to be on this show.
So yeah, we had to say goodbye to three black girls, three out of the seven.
Sorry, girls.
We also said goodbye to Amber, who was just...
Oh my gosh, she was so distraught.
Beside herself.
She was so distraught. And you know what? She had a bomb dress.
She had the off-the-shoulder long sleeve.
Yeah, long sleeve, navy, like, midi dress. It was cool. Bomb.
It gave me very... do you remember Hilary Swank?
Yeah,
2003 Oscar dress or whatever that was.
Her Oscar, long sleeve, which she won the Oscar.
She won the long sleeve and blue dress. The whole back was out. Give me that kind of vibe. But yeah, Amber was beside herself.
She really was
sobbing,
and she owned a spray tan company. I thought she was gonna cry off her spray tan. Oh, I was about to get real nervous.
Tragic. So Amber went, Jessica went home. Jessica kept talking about how her dad met Ari.
Oh my god, yeah.
What is that?
And how, like, her husband is not going to meet her dad. And I just thought, you know, you are also one who is not prepared emotionally to be on this show.
Because
you are still going through a lot, it seems like.
A lot, yeah.
Yeah.
And I get being upset. Like, also, it's a long night.
Mm-hmm.
The sun is up.
You're drinking all night.
They've been drinking and on their toe, like, on those heels all night.
Yeah.
And tired. They're just emotionally spent. Before the ceremony, they're, like, cooped up in a hotel room for, like, days.
Mm-hmm.
They've been so excited. They've packed their bags. They've told their family. Like, it's a lot. And then to go home the first night fucking sucks.
Yeah, you gave up your whole everything.
Yeah. So if the tears are about that, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
If your tears are about Ari, we don't know him. We don't know him.
This is, like, we've been studying him for the past month and a half, and we still don't know him.
Yeah.
So.
So I get the process is disappointing, but, like, you will find somebody else. Like,
right.
I don't want them crying, thinking this is their last shot at love. Like,
right.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
No. So she went home, and then others, Brie, remember that is, one of the
skinny.
Laurens, and Allie. So we had to say goodbye. And that was the episode.
Yay!
That was a lot.
It was a lot. Promising, though. Promising personalities in that room.
It is.
It looks like it's going to be good on the behalf of the girls' side. Can't say much about Ari. But on behalf of the girls themselves, looks like it's going to be a good one.
Some good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They did show the trailer.
A new trailer. Yeah. Lots more content in this trailer. Which is good because it gave us a little bit of an insight of who's going to be there for a longer period of time.
Yeah.
Because whenever they're at these destinations, like, they're not going to go to Paris first.
No.
They're definitely going, and, like, that's
further,
one of the last trips.
It's further out, yeah.
And Miss Becca was still there. Miss Becca was in damn near every frame.
Mm-hmm.
Her
Becca's
young ass. What
young
if she
ass.
Wins?
Oh, my fucking God. If she wins, then we just know from Jump Street that Ari was a fraud.
Ari's a pedophile. Anyway.
Ari's a fraud. Oh my god.
Yeah, he's not ready for love.
No, if he picks any of these 22, 3-year-olds, it's not happening.
Because, like, 27 is young for a 36-year-old man.
Yes.
So for you to be picking anyone any younger than that is, like, you wildin'.
That's a 13-year age gap.
Yikes.
That's huge. I don't care how. Can people be like, well, she's 22, but she can be mature.
No.
Da, da, da.
Uh-oh.
22 is fucking young, and he is 14 years old. That's a huge gap. That's kind of weird.
And that would be... Yeah, no, I don't like it.
Not a fan.
Yeah, it's weird. Also, we saw Jacqueline quite a bit in the trailer.
Yeah.
Which I was like,
Jacqueline, the research scientist academic who we pegged as going home going episode home. One.
Yeah.
Jacqueline showed up quite a bit. She had a one-on-one. She was on a one-on-one with him.
Yep. She was crying.
There was a scene of her crying, which means her emotions are already really wrapped into it if she's crying. So she makes it for a while, which is surprising.
Yep.
Excited to see that.
Viviana is calling Ari her man.
Viviana had a moment, yo.
Is interesting because, girl, you can't be saying that.
Yeah. You need to tone back.
Yeah.
Viviana, she's very territorial. She said, I think she said, quote, if I'm trying to talk to my man, you need to back the beep up.
Love it. Classic. She's like,
storming away, and then she turns to the camera and is like, stop following me.
She's like, don't follow me with that fucking camera. Get that camera out of my face.
Yes,
about to throw Viviana. The mic back. Love it, Viviana.
Love it.
So she's Viviana. Coming to my cookout with her fur cape.
Viviana's bringing some drama. Cien, we love Cien.
Oh my god. And Cien's definitely in Paris.
Cien made it to Paris. Or one of them dates overseas. Yep. She's going to be around for a while. She's definitely one to watch. Chelsea's gonna be there for a while. The infamous jet ski backwards makeout.
Oh my god, yeah, that was her.
It was her. That I think they finally showed the face and it was Chelsea. So we have to deal with her
mess. Yeah.
And she even had a quote during the trailer, I'm not a bitch, I'm a mother.
You can be both.
Mothers can be bitches too, girl. That is not a pass. Mm-mm. I'm a mom, so I can treat y'all bitches any way I want. Yeah, no. She gonna get on my last nerves.
Yeah, everybody's last nerves.
Everybody's.
Right now. She's gonna be the Lee of this season.
She is.
Yeah, just getting on just
on everyone's nerves. So yeah, that's the trailer. But it looks like it's gonna be an exciting season.
It does. It looks good.
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Ari is not really the excitement.
No, not at all.
It's just the drama that is to come with these girls, I think.
Which is so funny because they didn't really show him at all.
No.
That montage of them showing him walking through that desert, which has me cracking up every single time.
In the Sahara.
Literally, like, he's walking through the whole Sahara.
Yes.
In that suit.
God.
That same blue suit. And there's just not really that much of him talking.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Aside from him, though, I'm very excited.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Very excited for the season. Any predictions for next week's episode?
Next week? See, you guys, I'm very new to The Bachelor. This is actually the first limo episode that I've watched full out.
I've never watched.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Rachel,
we did Rachel.
Okay.
But
like a Bachelor, never watched one.
Oh.
So I'm assuming that next week is a bunch of group dates?
Yeah, so next week is going to be, I think, probably one one-on-one date.
Okay.
And then one or two group dates.
Okay.
Where it's like 14 girls on one. It's a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
So predictions are that either Becca or Crystal gets the one-on-one.
Either Becca, short hair Becca,
or Crystal
gets the one-on-one.
Yep. I'm thinking it's actually going to be Crystal because she got her time cut short.
Yeah.
But he was looking at her like, oh my god, I love you.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking it's her.
Okay.
But also, that's me thinking with like a fully functioning brain. I don't know about Ari.
Yeah.
I can't predict anything about him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's
that's
real.
True. It's
you know
hard
what I
to
mean?
Think. Who's he going to pick for the first
Who's he going to pick? No, I don't know what he likes. I don't know anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
All these girls are so different, too. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully a fight with Chelsea and somebody.
Yeah. Yep. I think same predictions. First date, I think Crystal as well.
Yeah.
Mainly because she got her time cut short.
Yes.
I think they did have a connection, so they're going to feel that out. And then group date, Chelsea's going to be causing problems. Just immediately offer it. I mean, the Bibiana moment might be next week.
Yeah.
It might be.
I hope she doesn't rip her mic off in episode two. Why am I going to make the Latina look like that?
I know. That means off camera, Chelsea is being a fucking bitch.
Yeah.
That's what it means.
Yeah, pushing buttons.
Pushing buttons off camera. And so that's why these girls are acting out.
Mm-hmm.
But we will just have to wait and see.
We'll have to see, guys.
Next Monday. So that's it, guys.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. As always, we post episodes every Wednesday. And we want to remind you guys to subscribe to us.
Subscribe, rate, and write a review for us.
Please.
Yay.
Follow us on Twitter. Our handle is 2BLKGirls1Rose. And you use the number 2 and 1.
Yep. And our email address is the number 2BLKGirls, the number 1Rose, at gmail.com. So if you have any feedback that you can't write in a review, just let us know.
Yep. Cool. Until next time.
See you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.